She mentioned, my name is Nan. I'm from Cook County, Illinois, which serves Chicagoland area. So except for Chicago, so suburban Cook County. So today I'm going to talk about some lessons learned about transforming data into the web data portal. And so Cook County does have a mandate to post open and accessible data into a web portal. And so us at the EPI department in the health department is one of the first to just start using this process to get our data into the health or to the web data portal. And so we started with using vital statistics data, so birth data and death data. And so our analyzed data was mostly in Excel and PDF. And so we just had to get to somehow get it into the data portal. So so this is some of just snapshots of our previous data, which is tables formatted. It's easy to read and to use, but it's not really, it's hard to search at times. And so as you can see, so thankfully the Cook County Bureau of Technology came along. They actually initiated this conversation and assisted us in reformatting our data to be put on a web portal. And so what they suggested was that we needed to reformat our data into something more usable, more common, such as a column and row based instead of table format that I showed you earlier. And so just having variables go across in columns and having observations go down. And so they actually developed a automated script to when we sent them massive files of these Excel and PDFs, they actually ran a script to pick out the data and format into this. And so the results for that was that even though most of it was good and ready to go, there were actually a lot of errors. So many duplicate entries, missing data came a part of the issues, and then just loss of character variables and numeric fields, because we did have both. So when we have suppressed data, there was different symbols, and so there was just a lot of re-edits. And so this process became, there's just a lot of re-editing that came back and forth instead of kind of just straight across. And so lessons learned, it's not a novel idea, but just to use a smaller data set. And so we sent them really all our birth, analyzed birth and death data, which had about 10, 12 variables each. And then, each had about 20 to 30,000 observations. So just sending back and forth massive amounts of data was just not smart and took a lot of time. It probably took over 6 months of going back and forth to just get data on the web portal. And just having a clear understanding of the final product, we really just didn't know, and we were just being guided by them of what the final product looked like. But if we knew beforehand that we're trying to get to a column-based and row-based data set, that would have been more helpful. And then we probably could have just adjusted the process of just getting the data into the data portal itself. And so we could have just used our SAS program and just spit it out there instead of going into the tables and PDFs and then sending it to them, having them hunt for scripts with the script and then giving it back to us. So if we actually understood that process, we could just eliminate a lot of our issues just beforehand and felt the re-edits back and forth. And so this is just kind of a snapshot of what we have so far. Many of you guys probably recognize this Socrata-based web portal, and so it's great because it's accessible to the public, it's easier to search and filter, there's visualization components, and eventually get mapping components with our data. And so moving forward, as we think of other data, instead of vital statistics data to upload, we think of the different layouts and other formats, and so we're hoping to use this lessons learned to hopefully get a handle on that, and as other units in our health departments get onto, this is something we can share to them too.